17 and a half minutes before 7 with the Grease Man feeling reasonably perky. Considering, you know, I got to bed late last night. I was out perking at the parade. After the parade, had a couple of martinis. Did some duties last night, got home late, and then just as I'm getting ready to fall asleep, it was, what, I don't know, 10:30, 10:45, the room turned suddenly colder, and I heard the sound of him come awake.
Well, boy, am I hungry. I sure could go for some toast tonight. You better watch out. I'll come out tonight. You'd better keep your toes out of sight. Because if from the bed they drop, I will eat them chop, chop, chop.
Shut up down there. I'm trying to get some sleep for crying out loud.
Hey, I'm hungry. I'm the Toe Monster, the incarnation of all that is evil. It is my right, my preordained duty, to live underneath your bed and wait for your tootsies to come out of the covers and chomp on your fat little toes and chew them up till the little bones crunch and the little brittle nails.
Oh, spare me, spare me, spare me.
Hail to the Redskins.
Don't tell me you're a Redskins fan.
Oh, yeah. I used to live under Mark Mosley's bed.
You mean you used to harass Mark Mosley the same way you're harassing me?
Yeah, for years I lived underneath his bed. Oh, he tried to kick me out, but he kept missing.
Ah! Very funny, very funny.
And then I moved to Dave Butts's bed. I lived under there for years, and one time Dave's foot did slip out of the covers, and I had an opportunity to chomp his toes.
Well, why didn't you?
Well, he had a dead animal smeared all over the pads of his feet. Very unsavory. And then there was Joe Theismann.
You mean you lived underneath Joe Theismann's bed as well?
Yeah. Spent a lot of time under Joe Theismann's bed, waiting for a chance to chomp off on his toes, and the night finally came that his foot slipped out from underneath the covers, and I was just about to bite down and take about three of his toes right off.
Well, why didn't you?
Well, I looked real careful, and I decided I couldn't stand the taste of the nail polish.
Oh, come on, get out of my face. I ate some toes myself. They were real good. I see why you like them.
Wait a minute, Grease. You telling me that you ate some toes tonight?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they were zesty, lively. I might eat them again sometime.
Well, how come? Well, where'd you eat them? Did you go to the morgue or something?
The morgue? No, I didn't go to no morgue. Had me a nice order of toes in a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, Mexican, wait a minute. They don't serve toes in a Mexican restaurant.
Yes, they do. Burritos!
Ah! Grease, digging the grease. DC 101.